All right. It's September 19th, 2019, and I'm Annette Pimentel, and I'm here with
Lori Vermont.
And we're going to talk about the idea of what's local.
Yeah.
So we're both fairly recent immigrants to Moscow. So what's your perception of what makes someone a local?
Well, I always think of someone who's real kind of alternative and funky and maybe wears a lot of tie-dye sometimes, or doesn't have a problem with people who wear tie-dye, who probably recycles a lot,
uh-huh,
and goes to the farmer's market a lot.
Huh. Do you think what's local has changed in the different places you've lived, or has it been pretty consistent?
I think it's been pretty consistent, mostly because I've lived in a lot of university communities, and I think there's that same kind of mentality. It's probably a little too educated, and so people are, they come from the same kind of intellectual awareness or something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's my sense, but uh-huh, I bet you there's a lot wider variety of people.
Yeah. So would you consider yourself a local to Moscow?
Not really. I do like buying local, mm-hmm, and it tends to be expensive. That's another part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe that issue adds into it, so that you have to have a certain kind of income and status and education maybe to, mm-hmm, be able to call yourself a local or even, mm-hmm, think about being local. So... But like this past weekend, my parents actually visited me, and they drove all the way from South Texas.
Wow.
I know, and they didn't tell me. They were like 81 years old, and it just was very stressful hearing that. You know, I was like, we're almost there. We'll be there in 30 minutes. Like, oh, my God. So anyway, but I knew that last Saturday, oh, I can take them to the market. They'll love being there, and my mother was just going into this one, she could have gone into each of the kiosks or the, yeah, vendors and just spent a lot of time there, but she went into this one that had all kinds of peaches and pears and peppers. It was just stocked with stuff, and she was interacting with, because she loves interacting, and that's another part of local, I think, that is important, is that there's that interaction.
Uh-huh.
And there's a human element to it. It's not just make a purchase, point a purchase, go.
Uh-huh.
It's part of the experience of buying and talking to people and finding out about their lives. She ended up even talking to somebody who was a customer and got into this conversation. She was bragging about me. And then she said, oh, but she doesn't like tomatoes. And then he goes, oh, well, wait a minute. And so they already had built up this rapport. He made some joke about me, you know, just sort of a nudge in the ribs and that sort of thing. So, but she enjoyed it. And the other part of it, this brings up a different aspect of local, is that the people who were the vendors didn't mind having us have samples and just gave us the actual fruit, not cut off a piece that they had, you know, of one that they had saved just for samples. No, they said, well, go ahead and have a... try it out.
Yeah.
I thought, wow, I can't imagine, you know, that at Safeway or anywhere else, Walmart, no way. You'd be probably, wait, stop, we got a runner.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you get a more human experience when you're dealing with local stuff and buying locally.
That's a great story. Thank you.
Yeah. That's, yeah, a little over 4 minutes.
Yeah, no, perfect. Okay. It was a great story, too. Okay, are you sure you are finished recording? I think so. It looks like, though, you can stop and then resume, which is interesting.